Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Judith Glaser is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Judith is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a book that Business Book Review called one of the best business books of 2005, Creating We, is the name of that book. Her new book is called The DNA of Leadership, and she's been with us before to talk to us about this concept, and that's what we're going to talk about today. She's also CEO and president of Benchmark Communications Incorporated, and she's our friend. Judith, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's so great to be back. And I must share another great news, which is The DNA has also been selected as one of the best books of 2006.
Congratulations. Well, you know what, Judy, we're not the least bit surprised about that around here. Because for the Small Business Advocate audience, only the best do we make available. We don't have chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate show.
I'm honored to be back.
Only the best for artists. Listen, can we pick them, folks? How many times have you heard that? But congratulations, Judy. You know what? You know what my grandmother used to say, don't you?
What's that?
The cream always rises to the top.
Aww.
So good for you. It's a great work. It's a significant work. It's an important topic. So many people study the marketplace, the economy, and all the intangibles, all the abstract things, all the things you can kick and move and sell and buy and account for. But it's important to study the human beings, isn't it?
It's the most important thing because we are what creates all these other things that we talk about in the abstract terms.
As imperfect as we are.
The reality is that we are the best we can be at any moment. And
right.
I always know that we have to remember the past because it was the most that was humanly possible. And we have to look forward to the future because it's something we're going to create together. And, you know, that's a watchword.
I agree with you. Now, you've got some new research, haven't you, to talk to us about?
I follow the connection between my work and genetics because, obviously, DNA is a metaphor, but it's also something bigger than that, as I'm finding every day. As of this morning, for example, some new research came out. It says scientists begin to grasp the stealthy spread of cancer. And what it's talking about in this article is that our environment, the environment is how it feels to us when we interact with each other. And in at the cellular level, there's an environment, a feel of an environment that impacts cells and either turns certain cancers on or off. Now, this is an amazing discovery. There's so much going on in this area. And if you relate that to human beings, that human beings are triggered by how an environment feels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the environment.
There's no question about it.
Yeah. Right. And if we want people to be, you like the word productivity and to be able to make contributions,
yes,
that's going to be dependent on how an environment feels to people.
There's absolutely no question about it. And that's where leadership comes in, isn't it? I mean, if you've got, depending on what kind of leadership you have, if you have quality leadership, you have professional leadership, you have true leadership rather than people who are drivers. If you can create an environment where leadership can abound, where leadership can grow, then you've got some significant contribution and hopefully some happy people.
That's right. And I think part of what leaders need to understand today is how to translate the word leadership into something that isn't old, which, you know, in the old way, it's that kind of command and control and dominance and force. And, you know, if I have a lot of people following me, then I'm a great leader. That's not the kind of leadership we're talking about in the world that I think you and I want to help people understand.
Well, and if you notice that a lot of words that are used a lot over, say, the last 10 or 20 years or so have become cliche, but leadership still shines up pretty nice, doesn't it?
It shines up, and it begs us to constantly relook at it and revisit it to understand. You know, the word lead, what does it mean to take the lead? You know, what when you translate that, and you're a small business owner, you know, I'd like to bring it down to really mm-hmm. where the rubber hits the road, which is you have an environment, you have a workplace, you have a store, you have a company, and you start to feel that there's something going on that you don't like. It just feels bad to you. Whether you're a man or woman, you got feelings, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, we have to honor that. And so we actually, human beings actually know when things start to feel toxic. That's when we use the words like it's toxic or political.
Right.
And so what happens is that people feel like they have to jump into the politics to win, because now you're in a game that, that forces you to either win or lose.
And when you do that, you're moving away from leadership.
Exactly. Exactly. You're getting caught up in win or lose, which is not taking the lead and setting the tone.
Are you concerned? Yeah. Are you concerned, Judith, that that's some of that, that you're seeing a lot of that in the marketplace these days?
I'm seeing. Well, we're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing it everywhere in every company. You cannot. I mean, this is part of being human. That's what this article talks about. Is that embedded in everybody's genes is the ability to have cancer. Cancer is toxic, and so it's there in the genes. And when there's stress, when there's war. I mean, look what happened. Can I get political with you?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, maybe we should
just. Yeah, all I can tell you is just be careful.
Be careful. Okay. Well, I think that leaders set a tone. And when you give permission to people to use dominance, then that's the force that people gravitate mm-hmm. towards, because you want to win. And when you give permission to people to be diplomatic, then they try to be more diplomatic. And that's all I'm saying about leadership and the choices we make. That we have to, in every step we take as a leader, we step into a place where we're communicating a message to everybody about how to play the game.
But if you're going to do those things that you're talking about, Judith, it seems to me, and you talk about the different genes, the different leadership genes, the seven, mm-hmm. you identify seven leadership genes in your book, but it also seems to me that you got to have two C's, and that's you got to care enough to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to lead. Because a leader can't lead unless there are other people involved, and you know, other people somehow, some other stakeholders at some level. That's what leaders do. They lead people.
Right.
So you got to care, but you also have to have courage. That's the other C. What do you think?
Well, in fact, you're right in the center of my biggest excitement. There are actually three C's, and the it's courage, candor, and caring.
Yeah.
It's the triangle, because if people are afraid to care, because I've heard leaders say, well, if you care too much, then you get caught in this deep hole and you get, you know, you sink and you never can come out again. That's not true. People have to know you care, otherwise they will not listen. Caring is important. Courage is the ability to step up and rise above where even there is an unpopular point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You need to rise up. And help
even after you've had time to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And candor is that level of honesty with people. And this is where people get hung up and get confused. We're taught that if you have candor, let me tell you the truth. Let me put it on my mind, right?
Hold on to that thought, Judith. We've got to take a quick break. But I'm glad you did them in that way. Caring. First, you have to care to be a leader. Then you have to have courage to be a leader. And you can't be candid. You can't be candid with people without courage, I think. It takes courage for that. So I think it's in that order. 20 after, we'll be right back with Judith Glaser. She's the author of the new book that's doing very well, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not surprised. The DNA of Leadership. There's that little band from Texas. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with Judith Glaser, the author of the soon-to-be best-selling book, The DNA of Leadership. If it's not already, Judith, is it already on the list?
Absolutely. It's
yeah.
been on quite a few lists. Business Book Review, it hit Amazon bestseller the first week it came out. It's been great.
Well, you know, we do what we can around here, Judith. And what is this, the fourth time you've been on the show in the last few months?
I think so. You have the best show in the world, and I just love talking with you because you get at the heart of what's important.
See how you get invited back, folks? That's all you got to do. Just be nice to the host and laugh at his jokes. That's all you got to do, and you get invited right back on. Judith is the best. Judith, thank you. The book is called The DNA of Leadership. Tell us where it's available and give us your website, Judith.
The website is www.creatingwe.com. That's W-E, creatingwe.com. And so you can get the links right to the book on Amazon.
Both books, right?
Both books on Amazon. It's also at barnesandnoble.com, Barnes & Noble stores. All the major
books. If they buy one, they're going to want both, right?
Actually, you can buy both for a better price, because I think Amazon is advertising it that way.
What if we want an autographed copy?
If they want an autographed copy? Yeah. What should I do? Send you a couple, and then you can send them out to people to call
in? Why do I have to get involved here, Judith? I'm autographing my own books. I don't. go to her website, folks, and send her an email and aggravate her, tell her you want an autographed copy.
Absolutely.
I bet she'll do it. Judith, let's get back to the DNA of leadership.
Okay.
Let's say we've got folks out there and they're sort of new to leadership. They're small business owners who have just now hiring their first employees, or maybe they've got some employees and maybe things aren't trucking along as smoothly as they should. And they're listening to you talk about this DNA thing, this leadership DNA thing. And they're saying, wait a minute, you know, do I have what it takes? Do I have the DNA, leadership DNA, or am I permanently, you know, going to be prevented from being successful? What would you say to somebody like that?
First of all, I think there's this feeling as we become leaders in our company, we own a company, or we move up from position into a higher position. Many people fear what's called the imposter syndrome, where we're afraid that we get this title and we think it's great, and then we go to bed and wake up the next morning and say, oh my God, now what? You know, now
right.
I have to be a leader, right?
I'm not worthy,
yes. And that it was just the luck of the draw.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
I have that feeling all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. This is my confession. I don't know anybody who is a serious, successful leader who doesn't have that emotion. So if you have that emotion, you're in good company. Go ahead, Judith.
And I will say, just to reinforce that I've been in the presence of leaders who are making multi-million dollars in salary, and then when they shut the door during coaching, they will say the same thing.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I'm here, and I have all these challenges to deal with.
Somebody's going to find out about me.
Yeah,
Right. You're in good company, folks. Now go ahead, Judith.
So that's the given. The fact of the matter is we've learned that every human being really does have a DNA for leadership. It's encoded in our genes. From 6,000 million years ago, as soon as human beings became, there was the whole process of leadership. Leadership is about taking the lead. And in the face of trauma and challenge, in the face of successes, somebody has to be out there helping everybody move forward. Moses, I mean, look at all the stories we have that are historical. So it's in every DNA, everybody's DNA. What happens is that leaders need to learn when they're starting out, and they say, oh, my God, now what? If they start conversations with themselves first and then with the people they trust next, about what does it take to create a community where everybody feels included? That's the first thing that leaders need to address. How do we create an inclusive environment? And it's important because when we feel rejected, and you know this and every listener knows this, when we feel rejected, it causes us to act very different than if we feel accepted. When we feel accepted, we can be productive and we can contribute and we can give our all because we trust that we're not going to be hurt, we're going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And when we feel rejected, then all of a sudden we have to go into behaviors that are not pleasant. We get angry. We withhold. We're passive aggressive. We're not nice to people. We triangulate. That's human nature.
Can I come back to your caring thought as we talked about a minute ago?
You bet.
I think maybe if you're being rejected, maybe you're being rejected because you didn't care first, or if you cared, you cared about you and not about other people.
Right.
If you're going to take a look at yourself, maybe you should ask yourself, you know, I care, but am I caring about me more than I'm caring about other people?
Right.
What do you think?
Well, it's really like a chicken and an egg.
Yeah.
If you go back to ask people to describe when that happened, when did they start acting that way? They will tell you that they felt rejected in some way.
Hmm.
You know, there's like a moment where you feel you're
rejection
out.
Is not fun. It isn't. It hurts. But
it hurts.
But this the caring thing. We got about a minute left, Judith. On the caring thing, you know, I'm trying to think about how can we get people more awareness of their leadership DNA, and I like the way I like starting out with caring, because you know courage may not come easy to you, candor may not come easy to you,
right?
But if you find something or someone or a group of people that you can care about, I think courage and candor comes easier, don't you?
They come much easier. You know, if you sit at a table with people and you have a conversation, and somebody's at the far end of the table and you're looking at them, you're in an adversarial position with them.
Yeah.
All you have to do is move next to them on the table, next to the table, and people feel cared for.
Go around the other side.
Go around the other side, and out of that bursts a good discussion. It bursts all the other things that we're talking about.
Get up off your backside and go around to the other side of the table and sit down by them.
That's right.
And that could be the first step
that
in
is,
you becoming a leader and identifying some of this DNA that Judith talks about. Judith E. Glazer, the book is called The DNA of Leadership. Give us the website again, Judith.
www.creatingwe.com.
Creatingwe.com. Judith, thank you. Will you come back another day?
You bet.
Congratulations on the books. I'm proud of
you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Quick break. Right back with Doug Barry. He's going to help us sell globally on the Internet. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.